Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Fine, except that we have a little problem with our regular equipment. So we are broadcasting today with a regular phone line, okay, and I hope you are hearing us okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll try to use a speakerphone. If it's not good enough, then I'll use a phone.
I hear you okay.
You hear fine?
I hear you, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh. Well, as usual, our program is designed to prove an astounding finding that all chronic disorders are curable. Last week, we had one caller from San Diego calling in and regarding his father who has cirrhosis, okay, mm-hmm. which is hardening of the liver. It's almost like a terminal disease. And the father came and, get one treatment. And Richard is the father. He's on the line now. Can you get him on the line?
Okay, Richard then. Hello, Richard?
Is Richard on the line? Well, I thought he was on the line. But in any case, no, I had treated a case of terminal liver problem before, cirrhosis. His name is Lon. On my website, drtong.com, drtong.com. And he was 43 years old, quite a few years ago, like 10 years ago. After he went to UCLA, the liver team worked on him, but he also have arrhythmia, heart trouble, and so forth. So that they want to do a liver transplant and also a heart transplant on him. But he was so shaky that they did not want to do the surgery because both are combined transplant. He'll die for sure. He was swollen, liver spot all over, very fatigued, hardly have any energy to walk or talk. He could not walk up five steps on the stairs. After a few treatments, three or four treatments, he was able to walk up four flights of stairs. I was in San Clemente office at that time, and he made a point of doing that during the next 2 months. I got rid of all his symptoms and all his medication. By the time he finished, about 2 months later, he was only on Maxi, which is like occasionally a little diuretic, which mm-hmm. I didn't think he really needed, okay? But in any case, the insurance company said that my treatment is not necessary. Now, that's what most doctors, it doesn't matter whether the result is, okay? you had to conform with their treatment. If they found that, you know, you're not using drug or surgery, they'll disallow you. This
right.
is our sick system. You know,
very, very
the medical profession have control on our patients, and whether you can be safe, you can be crippled and walking. After my treatment, they will say that, you know, I have tons of cases like this, and the patient is not allowed to come to see me.
That's why healthcare is
yeah.
Is
but
very...
in any case, okay,
is Richard on the line?
You know, he was okay. Like a normal person for 2.5 years, and then he moved out of state, so we lost connection. But in any case, Richard's on the line now. Can we get him on the line?
Hello, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Barely.
Hear me now.
Oh, you can hear. Oh, yes. Hi, Richard.
Yes, this is Richard.
Okay, now.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Welcome to our show.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Yes. Okay, tell us. Your story, you know, what was your problem, how long and how much you suffer. Where are you from anyway, Richard?
San Diego.
San Diego, okay.
Yes.
So how do you hear about us?
Well, after that first treatment, I haven't felt so good in 3 years.
Oh, great. But in any case...
I had a lot of energy, and my fatigue left me, and I feel very good.
Okay,
so,
Richard, can you backtrack a little bit, okay? How long have you the problem, and how do you hear about us? Is that because your son?
How do I feel what?
How did
you
hear
about
Dr.
Us?
Tong?
Oh, my son just was turning the radio on and caught your show and called you and explained my situation, and we called, made an appointment, came up Thursday, and I started the treatment.
So he only heard it last week. Now, how long have you been suffering from...
I've been suffering for 4 years now with this. I went to India, and I got an inflamed intestine.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were checking that out, they found out that I had a malignant tumor on my liver.
Okay.
And consequently, further checks showed I also had cirrhosis.
Okay.
Which began about 3 years ago.
Okay.
So what were your symptoms? What things were you suffering from?
Well, basically, the symptom was bloating,
mm-hmm.
indigestion,
mm-hmm.
fatigue, chronic diarrhea and constipation.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't function.
And you were suffering from these symptoms for 3 or 4 years?
Yes.
And what did the doctors do for you?
Yeah, what did the doctors do for you?
Well, the regular doctor said that, we have to remove this tumor. And
mm-hmm.
they did what they call an radio frequency ablation.
Right.
And I said, what are we supposed to do now? And he says, well, we just wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that they didn't know what to do beyond this.
So did you have that done, the radio ablation?
Yes.
Okay.
How big was the tumor?
It was 2 centimeters.
2 centimeters?
Just 2 centimeters. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so but you also have cirrhosis. Okay,
yeah,
what does that mean
I've
that
got,
when he said we just had to wait and see?
Cirrhosis, yes.
Yeah, here's a problem. You know, regular Western medicine doesn't know how to restore health, to restore the function.
They call it watchful waiting.
So, yeah, just wait, okay? If something go wrong, they'll remove it, they'll,
mm-hmm.
you know, kill it or poison it or something like this, okay?
Now,
but
when
if you
did
hope
they remove
nothing
the tumor?
Nothing can go wrong. Not like
about,
my treatment,
December.
Okay? But in any case, so you were also seen by a liver specialist?
Yes.
Okay, what did he do?
Well, I asked him, what are we doing? He says, well, we'll just monitor you and see how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if it gets worse, I don't know what he didn't give me any specific positive indication that they knew what to do next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you had this removed last December, you said?
Oh, this December.
This past December?
Yes.
Yeah.
And were your symptoms relieved?
No.
So they removed the tumor, but you still had the exact same. Did you get any better at all?
No, I continued to feel. In fact, they gave me excuse me, they gave me a few medications to take,
mm-hmm.
and they only exasperated my situation.
Do you remember what those medications were?
They were diuretics.
Diuretics, okay.
Okay, are you still taking those medications?
More
and it caused more bloating and constipation.
Yes.
Okay, Richard, have you dropped those medications yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay, let me explain something, okay? The tumor, the bloating, the fatigue, and all your symptoms are same thing. They are symptoms. The tumor, you can see that, is not the cause of your fatigue. It's not the cause of symptoms.
Because
so
just after
one
removing
more
it,
surgery,
you still have the symptoms.
Yes.
One more invasive thing that make your system weaker.
Mm-hmm.
Because anytime you do surgery or you do ablation or whatever, okay, you kill some cells, okay, you are invading the body, especially abdominal surgery, you lose a lot of energy,
mm-hmm.
okay? So they do more harm than good. It doesn't solve the problem. The tumor is just another symptom,
mm-hmm.
just like your fatigue, just like your bloating, your diarrhea, your constipation.
Okay, so now how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong, Richard?
One.
One treatment. This was just Thursday, right?
Yeah, and Friday I got up. For the first time, I had enough energy to get out of bed just like that.
After one treatment?
After one treatment, I went to the office. Normally, I don't go into the office until late afternoon for just a couple hours. That's
mm-hmm.
all I could take. And before I knew it, it was 6:30 that evening, and I was still working.
Wow.
And this was after one treatment the next day?
Yes. That day.
How
that
was
is amazing.
I know.
How was the bloating? The bloating was your biggest complaint.
Yeah, well, I'm still bloated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it's better, right?
It's a little better, yes.
And mm-hmm. the abdomen, right after the treatment, you said it was much softer.
Yeah, it was a lot softer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have to understand, Richard, that your problem is a chronic problem, so one treatment won't fix everything.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How about your constipation and your diarrhea?
Well, they've gotten, I didn't have any, I've had normal stools.
So normal stools
Friday,
after the treatment?
And I had a little diarrhea this morning, but it wasn't as bad as I've had in the last 3 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I've been living with that for a long time.
Okay. Let me explain to you why you still have some problem. Just like Elaine said, you have a chronic problem because you have many, many blockages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why... Like cirrhosis is considered by most doctors as a terminal disease.
Mm-hmm.
Either you die right away or you die slowly, okay? Because the liver is the number one organ that's most abused in America.
Right.
Too much toxin, too much stress.
Stress,
and
alcohol,
stuff like that, okay?
Yeah,
the
so,
foods we eat.
Yeah, so every toxin goes through the liver first,
mm-hmm.
even the stuff in the food, okay?
Right.
The liver detoxifies first, okay? So without the liver working, it's just like without a sewer system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, your every toxin back up in the system, and then you get ascites, just like your abdomen was swollen and it's
mm-hmm.
hard, okay? And that's what caused the bloating.
Right.
So I was able to release the big blockages, and that's why you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get a lot of riches, spirit back into riches.
Right.
That's why you have more life. That's why you were able to get up in the morning, go to the office and work, and before you know it, it's 6 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah,
so,
that was quite amazing.
Right, and this
yeah,
is after only one
know,
treatment
okay.
he's been suffering.
Wait until
been suffering
you get a few more treatments.
Over 3 years, right.
Yes.
Let me just
yeah,
interrupt you for a moment.
Pain.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664 for an appointment. If you'd like to check out our website, it's drtong.com, drtong.com for more information. We have all our past radio shows posted on the website and archived by diagnosis. And there are hundreds of stories like Richard. Amazing. After the first treatment, they feel so much better and is without the use of drugs or surgery.
And
if you have any questions now, give us a call at 1-800-292-5236. Again, it's 1-800-292-5236.
Yes.
So, Richard, you plan on continuing treatments with Dr. Tong? How often can you get up here?
Yes, I have another appointment Monday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
so I'll be up
yes.
Monday afternoon.
And
you will continue to improve. I'd like
better.
To give you a little background. I'm actually a medical student, and I'm following a patient who has end-stage liver disease, also with the ascites. And the way that they treat it in the hospital is they just keep doing they do the the paracentesis, you know, to just relieve the symptoms of the ascites, but they have no answer. They don't know what to do for them.
Yes.
It's all symptomatic, and they don't really take care of the problem, you know, because as soon as they take all the fluid out, then it just comes back up because the liver is not doing its job.
It's just like you got a leak on the wall, you punch a hole on the wall.
And
you,
so all the water comes out.
The fluid, okay? But you keep accumulating.
Right.
My treatment, on the other hand, is just try to restore the body's function.
Mm-hmm.
The kidney can get rid of the fluid,
mm-hmm.
Restore the function of the liver. The liver can start detoxifying.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing for you to do, Richard, was that, you know, the couple of hours I spend with you, because you are a very sick patient, so I spend a lot of time with you teaching you, explaining to you why you need to balance the food. Learn
mm-hmm.
to balance the heat, the cold, the dry, the moist. And secondly, even more important is, you know, you got to get rid of all the acid.
Right.
The liver need a rest, need as little toxin as possible. So you will help out by using the Mass of Miracle product and also other supplement I gave you
mm-hmm.
so that you can detoxify, help the body to detoxify.
Right.
And get rid of the acid.
Have you started using those products, Richard?
Yes, I did yesterday. Uh-huh.
And you will notice a difference. All of Dr. Tong's patients use them. I use them myself because everyone is under stress, and
uh-huh.
they're amazing products.
Yes.
So if you keep at it, you
in
will
any
get
case,
better.
Okay, Richard, thanks very much. And then we'll, in a couple of weeks, Noah, we'll get you back on. At that time, you'll be like a normal person, very energetic,
mm-hmm.
and I will expect that your diarrhea and constipation will be gone. And you keep on doing it, you will restore your health.
Mm-hmm.
Cirrhosis is not a death sentence. Believe
right.
me, it's not. Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to restoring my health.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today,
yes.
Richard.
Excuse me?
Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, it was my pleasure meeting Dr. Tong and talking to you.
Great. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
You are welcome.
You
okay, have a good weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, doctor.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was just Richard on the line. He has had one treatment from Dr. Tong. He has had a history of cirrhosis, a liver tumor, which was removed by radiofrequency ablation just recently in December. His symptoms still persisted: bloating, constipation, diarrhea, severe fatigue. He has had one treatment from Dr. Tong, and the next day he worked all day. He got up in the morning, whereas in the past he would get up in the afternoon. Give us a call at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. All of our past radio shows are posted and archived by diagnosis. We have been on the air for 3.5 years now, and many of our cases are like this. After the first treatment, there is significant relief. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions right now, give us a call toll-free at 1-800-292-5236. Again, it's 1-800-292-5236. Dr. Tong, do we have any other call? We have another guest scheduled today. Is he ready, or do you know Dr. Tong?
Daoud is on the line. Can we get him on the line?
Okay, Daoud.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Daoud. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
Daoud is an old friend of ours, and he's been seeing Dr. Tong since, what was it, how long has it been?
Elaine,
want to ask a question?
It brings tears to my eyes as I talk to you guys, because it's, in a way, it's good news and bad news. The good news is you guys have made me so healthy. The bad news is I don't get to see you guys anymore. It really brings tears to my eyes as I think back 5 years ago. It's been over 5 years.
Right, about, I think, 1998, right?
Yes, it's been over 5 years now. And my goodness, as I was listening to Richard, so many memories come back. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it brings tears to your eyes as you begin to realize how much you have changed.
Mm-hmm. Daoud, can you speak up a little bit?
Yes, can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can hear you better, because we're through the telephone lines today, so it's a little...
Yeah, can you speak up a little bit? Okay,
hang on a second, let me get off the headset.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daoud has been... the first time he saw Dr. Tong was in 1998, and when he came in, he was literally a mess. He had so many symptoms.
Yeah, prostatitis, he was very, very cold.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing long johns in the summer and was still shaking, very fatigued. He is a tennis nut. So he sleep about an hour before every match, and then get a severe cramp. I'll let doctor, Da Wu, tell us about how he was and how he become. Today he's in the most vibrant health of all my patients.
And he hasn't had a treatment since last June.
It's been a year, yes.
Almost a year, yes.
Tell us how you were before you came to see me.
Yeah. Dr. Tong, the interesting part was that I had reached a certain point in my life where, you reach a crisis stage in your life where you've turned to everything medicinally possible because you feel like as the years go on that maybe the body takes its toll. You have,
mm-hmm.
Typical male problems like prostatitis.
Right.
I had more problems like that, mood swings, and the body was always cold
mm-hmm.
and no energy. In fact, I had to sleep 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to come to see you, your therapy obviously made sense to me because you've tried the medical route, and obviously they don't really have the answers. They mean well, but in many cases don't have the answers.
Right. Well, their answer is drugs and surgery.
Yes. And the interesting part to me has been, Dr. Tong, that I really sincerely wanted to mention to you that once you physically remove the blocks
mm-hmm.
and the chi energy began to flow,
mm-hmm.
then you had always mentioned to me the second step, besides the treatment and the supplements and the body cleansing and all the wonderful things that
mm-hmm.
one has to do. The other thing you had mentioned was to get rid of some of the emotional stress and the emotional baggage.
Exactly. The emotional trash, as Dr. Tong says.
For the men that are listening, it was forgiveness of my father and the procedures that I went through. That when the body began to heal itself and the mind began to take charge of it, the spirit finally emerged, Dr. Tong. And I
can
truly, literally say, as I'm sitting here talking to you, that you were 100% right. The spirit and the mind control the body, and there's nothing that can happen to you that you don't have control over. That
right.
I can say without any hesitation today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In fact, let me ask you, how much pain did you have when you first came to see me?
Dr. Tong, the pain was so horrendous that as far as the prostatitis was concerned, it was literally like going to the bathroom 8, 9, 10, 11 times a night,
mm-hmm.
and you're in constant pain because of that.
Mm-hmm.
The mood swings were so horrendous in my business. For example, if somebody said anything wrong emotionally, I would just try
right,
to
you're irritable. You're easily irritated.
And very irritated all the time,
mm-hmm.
and the energy level was very low.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't want to do no motivation.
Itself, I love playing tennis. The body itself was so cold all the time, and if
mm-hmm.
I played for more than half an hour, I would cramp because I could not stop sweating for 3 hours after I played. In fact, I was really half a human being,
right,
emotionally and physically.
And how long have you had these symptoms?
Dr. Tong, I had those symptoms. They reached I had them for about 5 or 6 years. They reached a crescendo probably 6 months to a year before I came to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And each day was an agony, and you literally reach a point like what do I have to do to survive every day? You
right.
reach that bad a point.
And that's not a good feeling.
No, it's a terrible feeling.
Okay, now, Lawu, tell us what you do today. What was a typical, you train for 4 hours, you wear shorts in the winter, you come in, you shake my hand, you always break my fingers with such a strong hand. So tell us how you feel today.
Thanks to you, Dr. Tong. Every day is almost like paradise to me. I mean, someone who has been the other point, for example, I usually get up in the morning. You just have boundless energy. I do my business for 4 or 5 hours, which
mm-hmm.
I have really, thanks to you, tripled in the last 4 or 5 years now.
Wow.
Great.
Literally, then in the afternoons, I go to a professional trainer twice a week,
mm-hmm.
and this man, after he gets, we're talking about starting the warm-up with a 6-pound rope. We're talking about some really professional training where they really get you in animal shape. Do that with him twice a week and 2 times a week myself, plus play tennis for 2 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
4 times a week.
Wow.
I'm talking about a very full schedule, Dr. Tong, and at a level of tennis that I've been ranked like 3 or 4 in the country. So we're talking about a very elite
it's
level.
It's professional.
And you have won a couple of championships.
Yes.
Doubles, yes.
Yes, we play a lot of national level tennis, and I tell you in no uncertain words, Dr. Tong, the reason it was bringing tears to my eyes, that literally every day it's like I'm in charge of my world. You can't
right.
say
yes.
you're in charge of your world.
You have control of
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
let me explain a little bit.
You're in charge of your world physically and mentally and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so many crises that I'm going through in life right now, they seem like a piece of cake.
Right,
about.
Right, exactly.
It's just a remarkable feeling how health... I don't know how health can be described. To me, the health to me is that every day you get up, you feel so much joy. That's the only way I can describe health.
Let me explain to you what makes that feeling, okay? Every injection I get on you is clearing the blockage on the antenna that receives your mind and spirit.
Oh my.
So right now, Dawu is a lot more connected to the physical part of your body.
His spirit
so
is
you
connected
behave,
to
you
physical.
Feel.
The receptivity factor.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So every injection I do is removing your emotional trash. That's why today you're completely forgiven all the people who had caused you all this misery in the past. Completely.
Yes.
And actually, when you come to that understanding, it's almost like you realize that this is just the path that you have to take in life.
Yes.
You know, everyone has, you know, a cross they have to bear, and once they work through it, you know, it's
you
almost
know,
like, you know, you can reach a higher level.
Yes. Yes. Elena, it's so easy sometimes when, for example, when you feel this healthy, it's so easy to go back and look at these things and speak this way. But I remember when I was going through that, my God, every little stone you came across looked like Mount Everest.
Right.
It was just like, but now it's like every little thing. It's in fact things get removed in front of you as you walk.
Right.
Because,
it's like perspective.
Yeah.
But his, you know, his chi is good. You know, everything is probably flowing very well. You know, so.
Yes.
That's wonderful, Daoud.
And I tell you, thank you so much, Dr. Tong. I've told you this unequivocally that no money can touch the gift that you offer. I really appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dad, you're going to have to come visit us.
Yeah,
I will. I cannot talk anymore. I'm sorry.
You know, stay tuned, Dawu. I'm going to talk a little bit, and every time I promised that I would talk a little bit about... okay. Well, actually, we got a caller from San Diego, Margaret. Can we get her on the line?
Okay. Dawu, thanks for joining
Thank
us. Stay
so
on the
much.
Line if you'd like to hear the rest of the show.
Yeah,
Thank
stay
so
on the line, okay?
Have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Margaret.
Can we get Margaret on the line?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You have a question for us? We probably have a couple minutes left.
Yes, I have. I'll be as quick as I can. Mm-hmm. I have severe compression fractures of T7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and L1, 2, 4, and 5. They're severe.
Okay.
They want to do a vertebroplasty, or I think it's vertebroplasty or something.
Vertebroplasty?
Yeah, it's new in America. It's been in Europe about 10 years.
So is that fusing the vertebra together?
Well, it's kind of, they kind of inject, they call it a kind of a cement,
okay,
you know,
Margaret.
And I don't like the idea of going into the hospital and them playing around with my spine.
Okay, well, Dr. Tom, why don't you explain?
Okay, Margaret, how long have you had those symptoms, pain?
It happened 3 weeks ago. I've been in constant pain. It's bone against bone now.
So it's just something recent, right? Not
three weeks ago.
Okay.
So what happened? I'm
on Tylenol and codeine number 4.
Okay.
And can't sleep, can't turn on my left or right side.
Okay.
It hurts to lie on my back.
And were you pretty healthy before this happened?
For my age,
relatively.
I would say.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, Margaret, you don't do the surgery. You don't need to do the surgery.
Oh,
you come
I'm not
to see
going
me,
to.
I expect over 90% the time that you will feel a lot better with even one treatment. Those compression fractures, if they are not like our line, okay, it's not really the cause of pain. The cause of pain has to do with circulation. So, you know, try a couple of my treatments first. If it don't work, then you can always do the surgery.
Yes.
My
do you have our number, Margaret?
Pardon me?
Do you have our number? We're almost running out of time.
Yes, I do. But tell me, does he do acupuncture?
It's on top of, it's something even more powerful than acupuncture. If you give us a call now, we're almost out of time. So Dr. Tong can speak with
call
you after
me
the show.
Okay.
Do you have 714 number? You have it?
I have 714-556-8664.
Yeah, call me. I'll explain to you after the show, okay? You don't need surgery. You do not need surgery.
No, I won't have it because I've seen too many bad results. I'm an ex-RN.
Okay.
Yes.
Retired 30 years
Great.
Ago.
Great. Thanks, Margaret.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.